Exam practice. Exercise 1, page 316. Recording 1.
Method acting is a modern acting method in which an actor creates in themselves the thoughts and emotions of a character in order to make their performance more genuine. In the film Marathon Man, the actor Dustin Hoffman, a follower of method acting, had a part in which he was often required to appear distressed and tired. One morning, Laurence Olivier, Hoffman's co-star, asked him why he looked so unwell. "I've been awake for 3 days and nights preparing for this scene," Hoffman explained. "Why don't you try acting, dear boy?" replied Olivier. "It's much easier." The story is very well known in the film industry, proving that the new generation of actors do not always know best.
Recording 2.
Generally, professional photographers like to be able to change the lens on their camera so as to take the best possible photograph according to various conditions. There are two types of interchangeable lens cameras. DSLR cameras, standing for digital single lens reflex, contain a reflex mirror which diverts the light from the lens into a viewfinder, so you can see exactly what the camera sees. Unfortunately, though, due to the large mirror in their mechanism, DSLR cameras can be quite bulky and awkward. The other option is mirrorless digital cameras, which are generally more compact than DSLR cameras. However, the mirror in DSLR cameras allows the image to focus more quickly, making this camera far better for capturing moving images. Serious photographers who are willing to pay the considerable cost of either should think about portability and the type of shots they want to take before choosing an interchangeable lens camera.
Recording 3.
In 2005, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave $450 million to 43 public health projects. Some years later, Bill Gates admitted that he may have made an error.
"We were naive when we began,"
he said, referring to his prediction that a major breakthrough in the field of public health would occur due to his donations. So, these days, instead of making a small number of multi-million dollar grants, the foundation gives hundreds of smaller grants worth around $100,000 each to smaller institutions, especially in the developing world. Instead of focusing on the next groundbreaking discovery that might never occur, these grants aim to fund local projects that have a better chance of helping people in the near future.